A British explorer attempting to be the first man to cross the Atlantic unaided has died after suffering exhaustion and dehydration. Henry Worsley was 50 kilometres short of making history when he collapsed. Prince William has led the tributes, saying he was a great man who he was privileged to have known. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
Henry Worsley had dreamed of this adventure since he was a child, wanting to follow in the footsteps of his idol, Ernest Shackleton, who'd tried and failed to cross Antarctica 100 years ago. The Briton set off in October, alone and unaided. He spent 71 days on the ice, travelling 1,400 kilometres before collapsing. He was just 50 kilometres short of his goal when he called for help and recorded this message.
My journey is at an end. I have run out of time, physical endurance, and a simple sheer inability to slide one ski in front of the other to cover the distance required to reach my goal.
He was exhausted and dehydrated when rescue teams found him, flying him to a hospital in Chile. There, the doctors discovered the 55-year-old had an abdominal infection and he died of complete organ failure. Henry Worsley had spoken before he left about his solo challenge.
This is my third visit to the Antarctic, and it's different from the other two in that I'm going on my own this time. I think the real difference that I'm going to notice is the clarity of the day, of the decision-making. I won't have somebody to ask whether we should stop, how are you feeling, should we go on, should we take a break. Everything will be up to me, and I think that black and whiteness of the decision-making will be very apparent from the outset.
Princes William and Harry led the tributes, praising his courage and determination. The former army officer was raising money for a charity caring for wounded veterans. He knew the dangers of the polar world, training in Greenland for this expedition, preparing to pull a sled containing his food, tent and equipment coast to coast. Fellow explorer Pen Haddo praised his ambition.
There's a reason why these things have not been done before. They are extremely difficult, and going solo with no resupply and being unassisted in all shapes and forms is the purest form and the hardest form of travel, quite possibly on the surface of the earth.
A journey that proved too much, his death mourned as a great loss to the adventuring world. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.